Above my head, a suffering stone, separated from the nameless mother mountain, recently marks the grave. Belated, I today advertise this death. To begin with, first, one has lost grip on the outside things, and next, on matters of your own doing and undoing. Finally, I lost hold on play and diction. I went. Passed away, I dodged the void and nothingness to arrive at a better place, small and comfortable. Much more a gentle shelter. Confident it is nothing like Dante's place. All around there are voices. People speaking clearly. Not confused, no madness, just making small talk. About the weather, a new book, or a joke. And hey you, looking good. Small talk, that we knew where everybody was going, that we indicated the laborer, the washerwoman on the riverbank, the grocery boy on his way to the madame, the child in the town square, the coach pilot in the harbor, and the reverend on his way to redeem the dying. Confident that death is a she with natural wisdom. And although she contains a multitude of reasons, she has not a single wish to revolt. No, rather smiles lovingly to light up the situation and asks you to believe death is much more a new dress, such as when the snake sheds her skin and her warm body slides through the hands of the gypsy foretelling, while I write this in a small place, a gentle shelter.